A crow upon a dead tree branch. Where does a thought go when it's forgotten? Sigmund Freud. When a thought is forgotten, where does it go? Take, for example, the thought of a crow upon a dead tree branch. On the way to forgotten, suppose it turns to vulcanite. Then Vulcan's godly fire, then to a lover's face in candlelight, before it sputters to blank indigo. Does it then drown as if swept by a riptide or an undertow to distances or deep below the rushed oncoming waves of other thoughts? Drowned and yet not dead, as zero is not nothing, a placeholder in a place so low as to seem bottomless, the past as embryo. This much we know, though it may sleep for eons, it awaits a resurrection. There is every chance it will return, unbidden, unexpectedly, upon a dead tree branch, a crow.